The Greyhounds look to get their 2015-2016 basketball season started in the right way in front of their home fans. Hello, I am Samuel Wiederhaft, taking over play-by-play duties for this year alongside my color commentator, Leo Robleski. Leo, what are you expecting tonight from the Lady Greyhounds playing in their first home game against the Lady Arabians of Pendleton Heights tonight?
Well, in their first game back from a long off-season, I'm expecting a lot of points, a lot of offense this year. Amy Dilk had 15 points in her last win, over 58-31 over Lawrence Central. Carrie Larson had 15 points as well. And Kamek, who had 13 points per game last year, shot 40% from three. Very impressive stats from her. So a lot of three balls from her.
The Greyhounds are started off 1-0 with a win against Lawrence Central last week. They traveled up Lawrence Central, 158-31. Meanwhile, Pendleton Heights, not the same story. 0-2 to Coach Chad Cook. They've lost to Marion 71-67 and Westfield 57-53. Now awaiting the tip-off. Looks like sophomore Blake Smith is up there to get it for the Greyhounds, and she hits it to Amy Dilk. Dilk to Kamek. She takes an early three, goes off the rim, but Smith is there for the rebound. She gets the cleanup, puts up a shot, no good, and the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by the Arabians. Already a lot of action here.
And like you said, Kamek shot 40% from three last year. Not able to get going early on this one. That was Christie inbounding the ball.
Olivia Christie inbounding the ball for the Greyhounds, the small point guard, gets it off to Carrie Larson down low. Larson puts up a shot off the backboard, no good. Rebound goes toward Pendleton Heights. It's number 33, Kelly Burton, racing down the court. Gets it off to number 32 in the corner. She's driving down low. Foul called down low. She got a shot off, but no good.
And that's just the offense right there from Pendleton Heights. See a lot of speed from the Pendleton Heights team that's able to draw a foul from the Greyhounds.
Down to inbound, it will be Kelsey Burton. She's looking for somebody open. She finds number 32, Adrian Phillips, the leading scorer. She puts up a deep two up off the rim. Rebound goes toward Carmel. It's Carrie Larson who has the ball, now gives it off to Amy Dilk. Dilk racing down the court, passes half court. She's in the top of the key now. Now driving in toward the basket, puts up a layup shot, and that's good. The first points for the Greyhounds this year at their home court. It's 2-0 over the Arabians. Arabians now racing down the court. Number 34 has the ball in the corner of the court, puts up a shot, no good. Rebound goes toward the Arabians, but a foul is called. Looks like it will be on Carmel. The Arabians will have an inbound pass from underneath their own basket.
Well, I'd like to go back to that Amy Dilk layup. Definitely able to use her speed and had a nice crossover to get into the middle of the lane for the easy 2 points.
Kelsey Burton for the Arabians looking for somebody open down low. She gives it off to Adrian Phillips. Phillips in the corner by the three-point line, now races toward the center, puts up a shot from the free throw line. That went off the rim. Rebound goes toward Emily Kamek of the Lady Greyhounds. She's now racing toward the court, gives it off to Carrie Larson in the corner. Now Larson over to Blake Smith. Blake Smith still down low, puts up a shot, no good, off the rim, rebound toward Pendleton Heights. Kelsey Burton with the ball, crosses half court, she's in the center. Back by that three-point line, being guarded by Amy Dilk, now gives it off to Adrian Phillips in the corner. Phillips looking for somebody open, now gives it up to Sam Hamill. Sam Hamill in the center by the three-point line, now racing toward the free throw line, gives it off to the corner to Kelsey Burton. Burton now the center, now off to the corner, the far corner to Molly Bradfield. Bradfield gets that pass intercepted by Emily Kamek, and the Greyhounds have the ball again. Kamek gets the pass off to Amy Dilk, but a little too far in front of her and out of bounds. So the Arabians will take 6 minutes and 31 left in the first quarter. Greyhounds lead 2-0.
So early in this game, we've seen both teams commit one turnover, not the way either team wanted to start.
Right now with the ball is the Arabians. Pass intercepted by Carrie Larson. She is racing down the court. Nobody around her, puts up a layup shot, and that one is good. Greyhounds lead 4-0, 6 minutes, 17 seconds left in the first quarter. Pendleton Heights looking to get the rebound or the inbound pass off right now. Has it is Adrian Phillips. Phillips racing down the court, gives it off to Kelsey Burton in the far corner by the three-point line. Now back up to Phillips. Phillips puts up a floater. That one's good. Pendleton Heights comes within two, 4-2. Amy Dilk with the ball now. Gives the ball toward the center to Olivia Christie. Christie back to Dilk, back to Smith. Now to Larson in the far corner by the three-point line. Gives it off to Christie in the center, now to Amy Dilk in the far corner. Now to Emily Kamek inside, puts up a shot, no good. Ball goes out of bounds, last touch by the Greyhounds, so the Arabians will now have it on the inbound pass. Score still 4-2, Greyhounds on top, 5 minutes and 45 seconds left in the first quarter.
Well, Kamek not getting the start she wanted, like we said, shooting 40% from 3 last year, 0-for-1 tonight, and missing 2 easy layups.
Right now with the ball, Adrian Phillips, she is not past half-court line, they're still in the backcourt. Now gets it off number 34, back to Phillips in the center, puts up a shot, no good, foul is called, and it looks like number 23, Sam Hamill, will be heading to the free throw line for the Arabians.
Sam Hamill had a pretty good season so far, 11 points per game along with her other guards, Adrian Phillips, 10.5 a game. Adrian Phillips, who's the star power for this team, 15.5 per game, 40% from three as last year. However, for this Pendleton Heights team so far.
Hamill's first shot goes up and good. Second shot for the tie goes in. We are tied 4-4, 5 minutes and 36 seconds left in the first quarter. Amy Doak with the ball in the backcourt, racing toward the front. Passes half court, gives it off Emily Kamek in the corner. Now to Larson. Now to Olivia Christie in the far corner by the three-point line. Now back up top to Dilk. Now to Carrie Larson in the near corner. Larson to Kamek. Kamek takes a three. That one's good. Emily Kamek gets her three-point shooting on fire. 7-4, Greyhounds lead.
Well, that's what we talked about in the pregame. Kamek has got to be able to get those her three on, and she did there.
Blake Smith intercepts the inbound pass, gives it out to Amy Dilk. Dilk racing toward the basket down low, trying to dish it out, but it's intercepted by Pendleton Heights, and they now have it. It's Sam Hamill in the far corner, crossing half court, now racing toward the basket, gives it off to Adrian Phillips. Phillips fakes shot, now drives in, puts up a floater shot, no good. Rebound, Emily Kamek. Kamek has it, now gives it out to Larson. Larson's wide open under the basket, puts up a layup, no good. Blake Smith is all there for the cleanup, and she puts up a shot to put the Greyhounds up 9-4 as her cleanup shot goes in. She intercepts another inbound pass, now gives it off to Amy Doak in the far corner. And it looks like a foul is called down low on Amy Dilk, or against Amy Dilk. So the Greyhounds will have an inbound pass from underneath their own basket, but Pendleton Heights not able to have very good ball security here so far.
Exactly. Turnover's been a problem for them so far. Three turnovers already.
Christie gives it off to Amy Dilk by the volleyball line in the far corner, but a foul is going to be called on her defender, Sam Hamill. So the Greyhounds will have another inbound pass. This time from the far baseline, it will be Olivia Christie. 4 minutes, 37 seconds left in the first quarter. Christie gives it off to Dilk by the half-court line. She's in the center looking for somebody open, waiting for a play to happen. Now gives it inside to Emily Kamek, but it's intercepted by the Arabians, but Olivia Christie gets it back in the backcourt. Now racing toward the basket, gives it off to Amy Dilk. Now to Blake Smith in the near corner by the three-point line. Now gives it back to Amy Dilk. Dilk racing toward the basket, puts up a layup shot. She was guarded by two people, but it still goes in. Greyhounds lead 11-4, 4 minutes and 12 seconds left in the quarter. Another inbound pass intercepted by the Greyhounds. Amy Dilk has it, now gives it off to Emily Kamek. Kamek, a deep three, good!
Emily Kamek with the three ball.
Emily Kamek showing off her skills, 14-4, Greyhounds have a 10-point lead. Hamilton Heights now has it in the corner, it's number 33. Now gives it off to Phillips. Phillips is racing toward the corner, but Amy Dilk steals it again. She's now racing, gives it off to Emily Kamek. Wide open under the basket, puts up a layup shot, no good. But a foul is going to be called down low on the Arabians.
Well, Emily Kamek's just been on fire lately, missing that layup there. Not only was she able to knock down the three, but she leads both teams now with four rebounds to go along with her 6 points.
Looks like the foul will be called against Emily Kamek down low. An offensive foul, so Pendleton Heights will now get the ball.
Pendleton Heights not able to have, like you said before, ball security has been an issue for them. Six turnovers, only with 3 minutes, 45 seconds left to go in this first period.
Lauren Lands with the inbound pass, gives it out to Sam Hamill. Hamill with a fast pace, already crosses half court. Back to Lands. Lands in the center, puts up a layup shot. It is no good, but a foul is going to be called. Looks like it was Blake Smith, a little bit too much contact down low. And Lauren Lands, who just checked into the game for the Arabians, will now be taking free throws.
Blake Smith was the person the foul was called on. Blake Smith had a great play earlier in this game where Kamek missed a layup, and just pure hustle from her able to get the Greyhounds an extra 2 points.
Lance's first shot of her free throws goes off the rim and no good. Celine Funky checking into the game for Blake Smith, so they look like they want a bit of a more faster lineup as the height of Blake Smith stands at 6'3". She's the tallest girl on this team, comes out of the game.
And like you said, tallest girl on the team coming out at 6'3", but then you come in Celine Funk, very fast. It looks like they're going to have a guard lineup.
Lance's second shot goes off the rim and finally drops in. The Arabians down by 9 with 3 minutes and 37 seconds left. Amy Dill crosses half court, gives it off to Emily Kamek, now to Celine Funky in the far corner by the three-point line. A long pass to Olivia Christie. She takes a shot. It's a little too far and off the rim. Now the Arabians with the ball. Lauren Lance has it in the far corner. Crosses half court, now by the three-point line in the center. Dribbling toward the center, looking for somebody open. She's being guarded by Carrie Larson, who stands at about 6'1". Lands driving in, puts a spin move on Larson, but Emily Kamek is all over there. She interrupts a pass, but they still get off to Adrian. Driving in against Kamek. She puts up a shot, no good, and the Greyhounds are all over it. And Carrie Larson now has it for the Greyhounds in the backcourt. Crossing half court, now driving all the way to the basket. Coast to coast, yes! Carrie Larson goes coast to coast, makes it a 16-5 game, 2 minutes and 54 seconds left in the first quarter. Right now with the ball, Sam Hamill. Hamill gets it off to Phillips. Phillips tries to go inside with it, but Celine Funky's all there. She has it. Gives it off to Amy Dilk. Dilk wide open under the basket, puts up a shot. It's good, 18-5. Greyhounds on a huge roll.
And we talked about that faster lineup, and certainly Celine Funky showed off their speed right there.
Lauren lands with the ball in the far corner by the backcourt, and it looks like Pendleton Heights was able to call a timeout before she was able to get out of bounds. So the Greyhounds lead by 13 points, 18-5 over the Arabians with 2 minutes and 32 seconds left in the first quarter. Leo, what do you think the Greyhounds have been doing right so far building this 13-point lead?
Well, clearly it's the defense. The defense has caused 7 turnovers for this Pendleton Heights team, which is a number any defense could be very proud of. And also, they've shut down the star, Adrian Phillips, like we said, averaging 15.5 per game this season. Doesn't have any points so far in this one. So obviously, great job from the Carmel defense, limiting their opportunities.
Yeah, and that defense, the biggest girls out there, Emily Kamek, 6'2", Blake Smith, 6'3", Carrie Larson, also there as well. So once you get down low with the ball, there's really nothing to do because they just have all that height down there. There's nowhere to go with it.
And I think that's totally true. You said Kamek, obviously one of the taller girls in this team, she already has 2 blocks and 2 of them consecutive on those layups that we saw Pendleton Heights miss.
So Lauren Lands will take the inbound pass. She gives it off to Adrian Phillips in the backcourt. She will be double-teamed. Greyhounds playing a press right now as Sam Hamill now has the ball. Gives it off to Ashley King. King inside once again to Hamill. Hamill dishes it back out to Phillips. Phillips a shot from the free throw line. No good. And the ball was last touched by the Arabians on the rebound, so the Greyhounds will have an inbound pass.
And that's good effort there by number 4 on this team, Emily Kamek, making sure the Greyhounds get the ball.
Kamek has the ball in the backcourt, now gives it off to Amy Dilk. Dilk will race all the way to the basket, puts up a shot. She is fouled, and the basket does not fall. But Amy Dilk looks like she will be going to the free throw line to take 2.
Well, Amy Dilk's one of the faster players on this court at all times, and she definitely showcased her spirit. They're able to get to the rim, not able to get the shot to fall, but definitely 2 free throws coming up her.
Kamek with 6 points tonight, trying to make it 7 with this free throw. It's up and just off the rim, no good. Score remains 18-5. And it's just too easy. Whatever her name is, Amy Dilk, was able to race in there untouched. There was nobody there. She takes her second one. That one's no good. But really no one there as she was trying to take that layup, and she was ended up being fouled deep and down low. Now Adrian Phillips with the ball gives it off to Lauren Lands. Lands in the far corner by the 3-point line, trying to make a move on Selene Funky, but she dishes it back out to Adrian Phillips in the center. Phillips being guarded by Carrie Larson. She tries to put a move on her. Now pushes it back out to Sam Hamill. Hamill in the center puts up a shot, but it will not count as there was a foul called before she was able to get that shot off.
And so with the Greyhounds already with a 13-point lead, 18-5 with 2 minutes left to go, Pendleton Heights, before this quarter needs to come to an end, needs to have some sort of offense, preferably coming from someone like Adrian Phillips.
Molly Bradfield will take the inbound pass from underneath her own basket for the Arabians. Gets it back out to Adrian Phillips by the 3-point line. She tries to put it back into Sam Hamill. Hamill puts up a shot. No good. Still fighting for the rebound. Selene Funky has it for the Greyhounds, and they're racing. Amy Dilkno has the ball passing half court in the center. Gives it off to Emily Kamek. She takes a deep three like she always does, and she makes it 21-5 with 1 minute and 40 seconds left in the first quarter. Just too easy. Adrian Phillips now with the ball in the near corner. Gives it off to Lauren Lands. Lands being guarded by Amy Dilk. She's in the center of the court now, looking for a pass. Dilk playing tight defense. Referee counting the time off the clock. Now gives it off to Adrian Phillips. Now to Molly Bradfield in the center. Bradfield gives it off to Ashley King, number 5 in the center by the 3-point line. Back all the way to Phillips. Phillips takes a deep three, and that one's good. They finally have points for the first time in a while. It's now 21-8 with a minute left in the first quarter.
And that's what Pendleton Heights needs to get back to. They need to start working through Adrian Phillips. She's shown that she can score the ball again, and from time to time again, she can hit the three.
Amy Dilk racing toward the basket, kicks it out to Kamek. Another three, and another three is good for Emily Kamek. 24-8 with 50 seconds left in the first quarter. Kamek with 12 already, all on three-pointers.
4 of 5 on threes will get you 12 points early in this first quarter.
Sam Hamill with the ball by the half-court line. Now gives it off to Lauren Lands by the volleyball line. Looks like they might be able to just hold this one for the last 30 seconds of the first quarter to try and get the last shot. But at this point, down by 16, they need something to go right for them on offense. Now Lauren Lands driving toward the basket, gives it off to Adrian Phillips. Phillips in the corner by the 3-point line. 20 seconds left now on the clock in the first quarter. Phillips now races toward the corner, gives it off to Ashley King. King back to Hamill by the volleyball line. They keep backing up. Now to Lauren Lands in the near corner. 10 seconds now, the clock says. Now inside to number 32, Adrian Phillips. Phillips puts up a shot. No good. Off the rim. Rebound goes toward Pendleton Heights. Sam Hamill, she puts up a shot. It's good. Greyhounds have 1 second to score. Selene Funky hurls it toward the basket and falls way off the mark. But the score after the first quarter, the Carmel Greyhounds lead 24-10 with an offensive explosion by Emily Kamek, 4 for 5 on three-pointers.
Exactly. You said it right there, 4 of 5 on threes. Just an unbelievably talented shooter Emily Kamek is, and that's the reason Carmel has 24 points and Kamek has half of them.
So we're going to send it back to the station for a quick quarter break. You're listening to 91.3 WHJE, the voice of the Carmel Greyhounds. Welcome back to the Eric Clark Activity Center for this edition of Girls Varsity Basketball. Right now, Carmel on top, 24-10 over the Pendleton Heights Arabians. Right now in the second quarter, a double dribble is going to be called on number 24, Maggie Dooley of the Arabians, and the Carmel Greyhounds will take over possession with 7 minutes and 54 seconds left in the second quarter.
Interesting defensive strategy change for the Greyhounds, going with a zone defense against the Pendleton Heights.
Amy Dilk with the ball in the backcourt. She's being double covered. Pendleton trying to play tight defense. Now gives it off to Celine Funky in the center. She's racing toward the basket, puts up a shot just off the rim. Rebound goes toward the Arabians. Sam Hamill has it, trying to get the ball off on a pass. Gives it off to Dooley. Dooley in the far corner gets off a pass and will fall out of bounds. And it looks like, well, the Greyhounds will retain possession. No, last touch by the Greyhounds, so the Arabians will have an inbound pass coming from Lauren Lance.
Kelsey Burton coming into the play for number 12, Lauren Lance.
So Burton will be taking the inbound pass from the far side baseline by about the three-point line. Burton finds Hamill inside. Hamill dishes it back out to Molly Bradfield. Bradfield puts up a shot, no good, off the rim. Amy Dilk now has it for the Greyhounds in the backcourt. She crosses half court, being guarded tightly. Now drives in, puts up a shot, floater, no good. Rebound goes toward the Arabians. It's Molly Bradfield. Bradfield gives it off to a player on the far end. That's Dooley. Dooley puts up a layup shot, no good, but it looks like a foul is going to be called on Celine Funky down low. Hit Dooley a little too hard. She's going to the free throw lines.
Well, unfortunately, that's what you give up when you put in Celine Funky. She's very fast, able to score the ball, but you give up that size that you had in Blake Smith, and that's why, unfortunately for the Greyhounds, Pendleton Heights is going to the free throw line.
Dooley's front end of her two free throws goes up and good. The score 24-11, 7 minutes and 13 seconds left in the first half. Leading scorer for the Arabians right now, Sam Hamill, the 5'7 junior.
You know, that's a little surprising to me. I would have thought Adrian Phillips would have come out, you know, guns a-blazing kind of thing, but unfortunately for the Pendleton Heights, she's just not been able to get it going early.
Dooley's second shot off the rim, no good. Rebound, Emily Kamek. Kamek racing forward, gives it off to Celine Funky, dishes it back out to Carrie Larson by the three-point line. She's now driving in, being guarded by four people, but it doesn't matter. She puts up a shot, it's good, 26-11, with 7 minutes left in the first half. Now Sam Hamill has it, trying to dribble around Amy Dilk. She gets inside, dishes it back out to Ashley King in the near corner. King now gets it off to Adrian Phillips. Phillips now to the far corner to Dooley. Dooley is far three, no good. Rebound, Amy Dilk. Dilk now has it, gives it off to Carrie Larson in the near corner by the three-point line. She's driving in toward the center. Now back out to Dilk. Now back to Andy Kwasniewski. Kwasniewski, a three just off the rim. Kamek is there but can't get the rebound. It goes to Molly Bradfield. Bradfield now gives it off to Sam Hamill. Hamill now in the far corner to Dooley. Dooley puts up a shot. It's good. And it will count for a two, 26-13 now. Amy Dilk with the ball in the backcourt, gives it out to Carrie Larson. Larson in the near corner by the three-point line. Now to Amy Dilk by the volleyball line in the center. She's looking for a play to develop. She has Celine Funky in the far corner, gives it out to Carrie Larson in the near one by the three-point line. Drives in again, loses the ball, and goes out of bounds. Last touched by the Arabians, so the Carmel Greyhounds will have an inbound pass from underneath their own basket.
Well, 3 minutes left to go in the first quarter. The Greyhounds had a total of 3 turnovers, and now with 6 minutes left to go in the second quarter, still only have 3 turnovers. The turnovers have been cut down dramatically, and I think that's a great reason for this offense.
Carrie Larson to take the inbound pass from underneath her own basket, gives it off to Amy Dilk in the far corner, about 5 feet behind the three-point line. Now gives off to Carrie Larson. Larson a three. That went off the rim. Rebound goes to Blake Smith, who just checked into the game, and she provides the cleanup as she gets a shot to fall in. Now 28-13. Pendleton Heights now with the ball. It's Adrian Phillips in the near corner by the three-point line, being guarded by Celine Funky. Trying to find somebody open. Gives it off to Kelsey Burton. Burton a three was way to the right and no good. An air ball. Greyhounds fighting for the rebound. Now Amy Dilk has it in the far corner. Crossing half court, gives it off to Celine Funky. Celine Funky by the three, gives it off to Emily Kamek. Another three is good for Emily Kamek, her 15th point of the night, and the Greyhounds lead 31-13 with 5 minutes and 25 seconds left in the first half. Now Pendleton Heights with it, Molly Bradfield. Bradfield gets it off to Kelsey Burton. Burton racing toward the center by the three-point line, gives it off to Sam Hamill. Hamill being guarded by Amy Dilk, puts a spin move up, puts a floater up, no good. Blake Smith is there for the rebound, but she can't get it. Kelsey Burton now has it, gives it back off to Hamill. Hamill a three just off the rim, and rebound goes to Emily Kamek. Kamek gives it off to Larson. Larson, a two-on-one, gives it out to Celine Funky. A shot from the block, no good. Air ball, rebound goes to Adrian Phillips of the Arabians. Phillips now inside to Bradfield. Bradfield, a layup shot. That one is good. 31-15, the Greyhounds lead with 4 minutes and 45 seconds left in the first half.
And that's how the Greyhounds are, that's how Pendleton Heights is going to have to get back in this game.
Amy Dilk with the ball by the 3-point line, gives it off toward the corner for Kerry Larson. She puts up a shot, it's blocked by Molly Bradfield. And a penalty or a foul will be called on the Greyhounds in their own side of the court trying to play that press. It was Emily Kamek and Blake Smith who were down there trying to guard Bradfield. And they will call a foul. So 4 minutes and 34 seconds left in the first half. Greyhounds lead 31-15 over the Arabians. Leading scorer for the Carmel Greyhounds, surprise, surprise, Emily Kamek. She's had 5 three-pointers, and nothing has been able to stop her tonight from the three-point line.
You know, 5 of 6 from the three, just pure talent there from Emily Kamek. Just a great shooter overall. 15 points of the night. Also, with 5 rebounds, she's really just a true player.
Bradfield puts up her first end of the one-on-one, no good, and the Greyhounds get the rebound. Number 33 has it, but it's intercepted by the Arabians. Adrian Phillips has it in the far corner by the three-point line, looking for somebody open, being guarded by number 33 of the Greyhounds, Mackenzie Wood. Gets off a pass, intercepted by Blake Smith down low. Jump ball will be called. And the possession arrow points toward the Greyhounds, so they will able to retain possession with the ball with a 31-15 lead, 4 minutes and 13 seconds left in the first half. Blake Smith's pass goes to Amy Dilk in the far corner, still in the backcourt, now racing forward, passes half court, gives it off to Olivia Christie. Christie puts up a three, that one too short and off the rim. Ball is racing, but Blake Smith is able to get it there, gives it off to Olivia Christie down low, now back out to Mackenzie Wood, now to Celine Funky, now to Amy Dilk by the three-point line, and a foul is going to be called on Sam Hamill, who was guarding Amy Dilk by the three-point line.
And although Olivia Christie not able to make that one go through on the three, that's the right type of offense for the Carmel Greyhounds because she was wide open. And any other time, Viva would be able to make that one.
Christie gives it off to Amy Dilk, now to Blake Smith by the volleyball line, about 10 feet behind that three-point line, now to Amy Dilk. Trying to take their time, 3 minutes and 45 seconds left in the first half. Dilk now gives it off to Christie in the far corner. She's being guarded by Maggie Dooley, now gives it off to Amy Dilk by the three-point line. She's racing forward, crosses the three-point line. Our free throw line. Foul is going to be called on her drive-in on Maggie Dooley again, and the Greyhounds will have an inbound pass underneath their own basket.
Fouls are adding up for this Pendleton Heights team. 5 fouls already, both a score of 31-15. They got to try to find some sort of offense.
Emily Kamek not on the floor right now for the Greyhounds. Olivia Christie underneath gets an inbound pass. It's knocked out of bounds by Maggie Dooley. So the Greyhounds will have another try from underneath their own basket. 3 minutes and 38 seconds left in the first half. Greyhounds on top, 31-15 in their home opener.
And with Blake Smith in the lineup on the inbounds pass, Blake Smith certainly should have the advantage with her height.
Celine Funky now will take the inbound pass. Gives it off to Olivia Christie. She drives in from the three-point line, puts up a layup shot, no good. Blake Smith is there. She puts up a shot, no good. Now gets a knock out of her hands. Pendleton Heights with the ball, but Amy Dilk trying to steal it back. There's a lot of commotion by the ball. Jump ball will be called, but possession arrow points toward the Arabians, so they will be taking over possession.
And we're lucky Kerry Larson able to stop the ball on that one, because had she not stopped that, that would have been an easy 2-on-1 for Pendleton Heights.
Kelsey Burton takes the inbound pass, gives it off to Lauren Lands. She crosses half court, now going toward the far corner in the three-point line, being guarded by Olivia Christie. Trying to find something to do with it, looking toward the far corner for somebody open, but the Greyhounds playing really tight defense, and Pendleton Heights calls a timeout. Their second one of the half with 3 minutes and 15 seconds left in the first half. Greyhounds on top, 31-15. Do you think Pendleton Heights has really changed anything that's allowed them to have a little bit more success, or have you just been seeing the same thing since the start of the game?
Well, unfortunately, I think it's kind of been the same thing since the start of the game, although Carmel has switched to their types of defense. They've gone from a man-to-man to a zone defense, which does allow the shooters more often to get the shots they want. So Pendleton Heights has been able to get more of the shots they want, with losing 31-15, 3 minutes, 15 seconds left to go in the second quarter.
So the Greyhounds coming in ranked number 6th in the state after that sectional loss against Noblesville last year. Their final record 17-6 in Todd Wendland's first year. Now he enters his second year, number 6 in the state, and putting a pretty good beating on the Pendleton Heights Arabians, 31-15 now early. Still pretty early in the game. We're in the first half, 3 minutes and 15 seconds left. So Kelsey Burton will be taking the inbound pass, gives it off to Lauren Lands. there's going to be a foul called on Emily Kamek, who re-enters the floor. A little bit of contact there, and Lauren Lands will be heading to the free throw line.
I would double-team Kamek on every possession. I just don't understand how you can stop that kind of shooting. 5 of 6 from three, that's almost unheard of.
Lands first end of the 1-1, dribbles a little bit, now puts it up, and it's good. 31-16 now. They cut the lead down to 15 with 3 minutes and 12 seconds left in the first half. Like you said, Emily Kamek's just been getting too open on the three-point line, and when she's open, she always makes it. She's been on fire, 15 points already.
And what's even more amazing is that she's not, you know, barely getting it across the line. She's taking threes from way downtown.
Lands second shot, no good. Rebound goes to Emily Kamek, who gives it off to Amy Dilk. Dilk not a funky. Now to Carrie Larson, back out to Kamek. Now to Amy Dilk, about 5 feet from that three-point line. Now back out to Carrie Larson in the center of the court. She's looking for somebody open. Finds Emily Kamek, steps back to take a three, but passes it out back to Carrie Larson in the center. Now to Amy Dilk in the near corner by the volleyball line. Now back out to Emily Kamek in the near corner by the three-point line. All the way across the court to Carrie Larson, gets it up to Celine Funky in the far corner. Now back to Larson. Larson about 7 feet from that three-point line, now dribbles toward the center. Now back out to Emily Kamek. She's wide open. Another three is good. 18 points for Emily Kamek. Her sixth three-pointer, leading the Greyhounds right now to a 34-16 lead with 2 minutes and 23 seconds left in the first half. Kelsey Burton now with the ball, gives it off to Maggie Dooley. Dooley now dribbling toward the center, gets it back out to Adrian Phillips in the far corner. She's being double-teamed. Now passes it inside to Lauren Lands. Lands underneath her own basket, tries to get a pass off, but Amy Dilk is all over it. She now has the ball by the three-point line of the Greyhounds, gives it off to Carrie Larson. Larson at three from the far corner, no good. Celine Funky with the rebound, now gives it off to Amy Dilk, who's driving in. And there's going to be a foul called on Amy, or against Amy Dilk. She was driving in. Little too much contact, she will go to the free throw line.
And just to go back to Emily Kamek, I don't think there is a team in the state that will be able to compete with Cornwall if Emily Kamek puts on a show like this every night. 6 of 7 for threes. That's unstoppable. You cannot let her open for even just a half a second. And that one, the last one she made, was even contested by Pendleton Heights Arabian defender.
Dilk's first shot of her two goes off the rim and no good. She has 6 points on the night. Second shot goes up now. 7 points on the night as that one falls through. 35-16 lead now for the Greyhounds. Number 25, Ashley Mollett, has it in the far corner. Gives it off to Adrian Phillips. Phillips puts up a three. That one too far and off the rim. Greyhounds trying to fight for the rebound, but it goes to Kelsey Burton. Burton, a jump shot, no good. Now to Ashley King of the Arabians. Gets it back out to Adrian Phillips in the center of the court by the three-point line. Gives it all the way across the court to Molly Bradfield. Bradley back out to Phillips, who's driving in, being guarded tightly by the Greyhounds, puts up a shot. No good, but a foul is going to be called on the Greyhounds. Number 33, Mackenzie Wood down low.
Mackenzie Wood down low, call for the foul. Although that's a foul you're willing to take, as she was contesting the shot. And that's one of those 50-50 calls. The refs are going to have to make a decision on that one.
Phillips will be taking free throws. She has 5 points on the night. Her first one goes up and good. As we mentioned, she is the player to watch out for already, 15.5 points per game, but the Greyhounds have been playing lockdown defense on her. Only 6 points on the night. Makes her first free throw. Second one is up. And the Greyhounds now lead 35-18. Amy Dilk now with the ball in the far corner, gets it all the way to Kwasniewski down low. Now to Wood. Wood puts up a shot. It's blocked by Pendleton Heights. And Adrian Phillips now has it racing down the court, passes half court, puts up a jump shot, floater, no good. Rebound goes to the Arabians, Molly Bradfield. Bradfield puts up a shot, and that one is good. 35-20 lead, stays at 15 for the Carmel Greyhounds. Amy Dilk now has it, passes half court. She's dribbling toward the center, now kicks it back out to Celine Funky. Funky all the way across the court to Larson. Larson now driving in toward the basket, puts up a shot, good. 37-20, 1 minute left in the first half.
Carrie Larson showing some athleticism on that last play.
Ashley Millay now with the ball, gives it off to Adrian Phillips. Phillips back to Millay, puts up a three. That one is off the rim. Rebound, Greyhounds. Carrie Larson has it in the backcourt. They have 50 seconds left in the first half. Gives it off to Kwasniewski down low toward the baseline. Now back up to Amy Dilk in the center. About 5 feet from the three-point line. Looks like they may try and hold this one. They have 40 seconds left in the first half. And with their ball handling tonight, I wouldn't doubt if they actually do it. Amy Dilk now with the ball in the far corner by the volleyball line. Dribbling forward, now gets it out to Kwasniewski by the three-throw line. All the way back out to Larson. Now to Kwasniewski by the free-throw line in the center. Back out to Larson by that three-point line. Now back to Dilk. Now 20 seconds left in the first half. Back to Kwasniewski in the free-throw line. Now back to Dilk. Now back to Larson. They're running kind of a triangle offense here. Now Amy Dilko has it at the far corner by the three-point line. Now back to Larson by the three-point line in the near corner, trying to find somebody open. Now 6 seconds. Back to Amy Dilko to the corner. Now Celine Funke puts up a deep two. That one's good. And the clock will run out on that shot. So the Greyhounds go into locker room on a buzzer beater by Celine Funke and a 39-20 lead going into the locker room after the first half.
And I think that last play pretty sums up what this game has been so far. Hounslow Heights able to play great defense through a most possession, but then people like Emily Kamek and Celine Funke just making shots that really you're generally not supposed to make with that kind of defense played.
So Emily Kamek, definitely I'd say the star of that first half. 18 points in the first half, all on three-pointers. She had 6 three-pointers, and that has definitely led to the success of the Greyhounds in the first half. Will be interesting to see if they can keep it up onto the second half, but we will have a halftime show kind of analyzing that first half. Can't speak today. Analyzing that first half, and we'll be back here on 91.3 WHJE, the voice of the Carmel Greyhounds.
Good morning, Carmel. You're listening to The Spotlight on 91.3, The Voice of the Greyhounds. I'm your host, Emily Patton, and in the spotlight today is the pop rock alternative rock group Panic at the Disco. Panic at the Disco has been around for 11 issues.
If you're into new and upcoming bands, tune into The Spotlight every Wednesday morning from 6 to 7:30 to hear Emily Patton speak her mind on these great groups. For WHJE, Carmel.
WHJE is the next generation of alternative radio.
Stay fresh.
On the edge.
Last night we put on an epic light show.
Yeah, we did.
The crowd loved us. We love the crowd.
Wait, but there were only 4 people out there.
Yeah, but did you see their 4 faces? All 8 of their eyes lit up brighter than ours. And we're fireflies.
Yeah, we are.
Hey, that one girl, she looked like she'd never seen glow in the dark like this before, and we invented glow in the dark.
Yeah, we invented it.
And we're going to be out here every night rocking out our light show at a forest near you.
Woo-hoo!
So come check us out.
Check us out.
And bring your kids. All ages show. Oh, but don't bring any of those glass jars because they make us kind of nervous.
Yeah, and I'm super claustrophobic.
Whether you're rocking their world or they're rocking yours, some memories never fade. Come alive with the forest. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a forest near you and discover other cool things to do when you go, like fishing, biking, or even camping. Visit discovertheforest.org.
See you later.
Yeah, see you soon.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
My name is Tom Thornton.
And my name is Cindy Thornton. We've been married 38 years, we're retired, and this is how we live united.
We play golf and we travel, but we also decided we were going to give to and volunteer with United Way at our community free health clinic.
I do the nursing at the clinic.
I work the front office, checking in patients, greeting them, making them feel comfortable.
United Way is how we contribute, because we know our time and money are going to the right places, the places that need it most and implement it best.
Judging by the thank yous we get at the clinic, I'd say we're doing the right thing with our retirement, too.
We even get a few bless yous. It's incredible.
We're Tom and Cindy Thornton. We volunteer at our community free health clinic, so we don't just wear the shirt.
We live it.
Give. Advocate. Volunteer. Live United. Go to liveunited.org, brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Last night we put on an epic light show.
Yeah, we did.
The crowd loved us. We love the crowd.
Wait, but there were only 4 people out there.
Yeah, but did you see their 4 faces? All 8 of their eyes lit up brighter than ours. And we're fireflies.
Yeah, we are.
Hey, that one girl, she looked like she'd never seen glow in the dark like this before, and we invented glow in the dark.
Yeah, we invented it.
And we're going to be out here every night rocking out our light show at a forest near you.
Woo-hoo!
So come check us out.
Check us out.
And bring your kid all ages show. Oh, but don't bring any of those glass jars because they make us kind of nervous.
Yeah, and I'm super claustrophobic.
Whether you're rocking their world or they're rocking yours, some memories never fade. Come alive with the forest. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a forest near you and discover other cool things to do when you go, like fishing, biking, or even camping. Visit discovertheforest.org.
See you later!
Yeah, see you soon!
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Eric Clark Activity Center, where the Greyhounds have a commanding lead over the Pendleton Heights Arabians, 39-20. We have our sideline man, Jake Leach, down on the sidelines in front of the locker room with assistant coach Alex Guyton. Jake, we send it over to you.
Guys, I'm with Coach Guyton. The Greyhounds jumped out to a commanding lead in the first half. Coach, it did not appear that the Greyhounds had some pregame jitters or anything. What can we expect to see in the second half?
Come out with the same intensity.
Thank you. Back to you guys.
You know, she says intensity.
Yeah, and she says intensity.
That's all I think about when I saw that first half. I mean, the Greyhounds were making basically everything.
Exactly.
Their defense was locked down low, basically or mainly because of their height.
Yeah, you saw a lot of plays from Blake Smith and other taller guys. When they tried to have their slashers like Adrian Phillips coming in and driving the lane, but then people like Blake Smith rejecting that.
And the Greyhounds have been leading the rebound game as well. They've been getting their own rebounds all over the place. And Pendleton Heights just really hasn't had a shot at anything.
Exactly. And I think it's interesting. You know, we talk about Emily Kamak and her scoring ability. She's leading the team in rebounds as well. She's got 7 rebounds on the night. So just a complete performance from her, only hitting 6 of 7 for threes, which is just unheard of.
Kamak,
and also collecting rebounds.
Kamak, the star player, definitely averaged 13 points a game last year on that team that lost in the first round of sectionals to Noblesville in that really close game. But, you know, she expect a lot from her this year. And she's already showing big things here early in the first home game to be recruited by Lipscomb University, actually, to play ball next year. But, I mean, yeah, just, and as Jake Leach said, not a lot of pregame jitters. They just came out, they rolled with it, they set the tone early, and they come out with a 19-point lead at halftime.
Exactly. I think the only pregame jitters were Emily Kamek's first miss when she was 0 for 1 on threes and then continued to make the next 6 in a row. So other than that, almost a near perfect start.
Other than that, she's been on fire with 6 three-pointers. And we will see what else she can do here in the second half. With a Carmel Greyhound lead, 39-20 over the Pendleton Heights Arabians, we're going to send it back to the station. But you do not want to miss this second half action on 91.3 WHJE, the voice of the Greyhounds.
And the Noblesville Millers come back to take the win, ending the Greyhound season here in the first round of the sectional. A terrific game for the Greyhounds. Amanda Shaw.
A season of promise, gone in the blink of an eye. Now, they're back with a new fire of determination. It's time for the 2015-2016 girls basketball season on WHJE.
Putting an exclamation point so far on their first home game, winning 39-20 over the Pendleton Heights Lady Arabians here at the Eric Clark Activity Center. We're just about ready to get the second half of action started with the Greyhounds up by 19. Leo, what do you think the Arabians have to start doing to cut down to this 19-point lead and get a little bit closer here in this third quarter?
Well, they got to get starting more. They got to get more production out of their offense. And it's clear that they only scored 20 points in this half. But they got to get back to Lauren Land, Samantha Hamill, and Adrian Phillips. None of those guys have been able to produce so far, although Adrian Phillips does have 7 points so far. But they have not shot the three well. Adrian Phillips shooting 40% from three last year has not made a single three tonight. So as we can see, Lauren Land's 10.5 last year, Samantha Hamill 11 last year. It just doesn't seem that they've been able to add up all offensively to get more than 20 points per game.
The original starters for the Greyhounds coming up onto the floor will be Blake Smith, Olivia Christie, Amy Dilk, Emily Kamek, and Carrie Larson. They will be starting off with the ball to start this second half with a 19-point lead. Pendleton Heights came in with a 14-10 record last year. New coach Chad Cook takes over this team. And he started out 0-2 on the brink of going 0-3 now in his third game. Amy Dilk with the ball in the far corner, gives it off to Emily Kamek. Kamek, a deep three. That one misses, her only her second miss on the game from three. She tries to get her own rebound. and gets it off of Pendleton Heights. So she had the ball in the far corner and tried to bounce it off of one of them, and it works. So the Greyhounds will have an inbound pass coming up from underneath their own basket.
Emily Kamek just does everything for this team. Misses her own shot and then gets her own rebound.
Christie trying to find somebody open, tries to get it up. Blake Smith can't quite get up there, and it will be taken over by the Arabians. Kelsey Burton now with the ball, gives it off to Adrian Phillips in the center. Phillips puts up a shot from the free throw line. It is good. Now 39-22. Amy Doak with the ball in the backcourt. Being guarded by Kelsey Burton, now crosses half court, looking for somebody open. She's in the center of the court, finds Blake Smith by the three-point line. Now back to Emily Kamek in the near corner. Kamek back up to Olivia Christie, now to Dilk in the far corner. Now inside to Carrie Larson. Larson puts up a shot from about 3 feet out, no good. Dilk with the cleanup, puts up a shot, no good. Rebound goes to Pendleton Heights. Adrian Phillips with the ball in the far corner. By that three-point line, being guarded by Carrie Larson, puts a move on. Larson puts up a floater from about 10 feet out. It's good. 39-24, they cut the lead down now to 15. Olivia Christie with the ball in the far corner, gets it inside to Emily Kamek. She tries to swerve around her defender. No good, but a foul will be called. Looks like on her defender, Adrian Phillips, so Emily Kamek will be going to the free throw line to shoot two. Well, already with 18 points on the night.
Well, Phillips, I was calling the foul for that one, but she's getting off to a quick start in this second half, going 2 for 2 from the field, adding 4 points to this Pendleton Heights team, although drawing the foul from Kamek.
Kamek's first shot up and good. 19 points for her on the night. They lead 40-24. Awaiting her second shot, dribbles around, puts up the shot. It is good. She makes both of them. 20 points for Emily Kamek. And now Molly Bradfield for the Arabians will have an inbound pass. Gives it off to Phillips. Phillips still in the backcourt. Graham's playing a press. They intercept the ball. Amy Doak with the ball in near the basket. Puts up a shot. It's good. Now 43-24. Arabians just not able to get a lot of passes off. They're being double-teamed in the backcourt. Phillips now with the ball. Christie is all over her. She now gets the pass off to Hamill. Hamill finally gets across half-court, racing toward the center, toward the basket, gets a pass off over to Bradfield. Bradfield, a floater, no good. Emily Kamek fighting for the rebound. They wave it off. And it looks like there will be a foul called against the Greyhounds' Emily Kamek. So Kelsey Burton will have an inbound pass underneath her own basket. 6 minutes and 30 seconds left in the third quarter. Burton looking for somebody open in the corner and looking toward the center. Still looking, still has not gotten a pass off now. Gives it off to Ashley King in the near corner. King back out to Sam Hamill, who goes toward the center by the half court line. Puts the ball behind her back, now dribbling toward the near corner, being guarded by Emily Kamek, driving forward, gives the ball off to Ashley King. King gets a strip from behind by Carrie Larson. Larson gives it off to Dilk, and the Greyhounds have full possession of the ball. Dilk racing toward the basket, trying to go coast to coast, puts up a floater off the rim and in. 45-24, Greyhounds take a timeout with 6 minutes and 7 seconds left in the third quarter. Not a lot of improvement for the Arabians after halftime.
Yeah, like I said, they did come out firing from Adrian Phillips, you know, get a couple baskets from her early, but then the defense not helping the team out with that last bucket for the Greyhounds, and the turnovers. Turnovers have just been a huge problem for this Pendleton Heights team. 10 turnovers on the night so far, and 2 already in this first second half.
Well, they just got the ball stripped from behind their back by Carrie Larson. That led to points by Amy Doak, and they had an inbound pass intercepted yet again. They just can't seem to get that ball cleanly and in their position on their side of the court to try and make some opportunities.
Well, I feel like some of the credit should be given to Carrie Larson and the rest of this Greyhounds team, because we see almost some of the inbounds passes not able to get through for Pendleton Heights. But then the other times are when Carrie Larson comes up from behind and takes it away.
So now Kelsey Burton will have the ball in Carmel Greyhound territory, so they will be playing the press. Gives it off to Sam Hamill in the backcourt. Now gives it all the way to Ashley King in their side of the court, but it goes off of Carrie Larson, it looks like. Hit her back and falls out of bounds, so it will be another inbound pass coming up for Kelsey Burton and the Arabians.
Look, that one didn't hit her head.
You're right. Burton trying to find somebody open. She finds Sam Hamill now in the center of the court by the half-court line. Looking for a play to develop. Gives it off to the far corner to Adrian Phillips. Phillips now racing toward the center. Gives it out to Kelsey Burton by the volleyball line. Now gives it back out to Adrian Phillips. Phillips a deep three. Not even close. Barely hits the rim. A fight for the rebound. Jump ball is called. Possession arrow points toward the Arabians. So they will retain possession with 5 minutes and 46 seconds left in the third quarter. Greyhounds lead 45-24.
Well, Phillips certainly struggling from the three. Going 0 for 3 this game.
Burton finds Phillips in the far corner. Puts up a shot. No good. Rebound goes toward Emily Kamek. Kamek gives it off to Amy Dilk, now all the way to Carrie Larson in the near corner, fakes a three, now We apologize for the many technical difficulties we've been having during this game, but the Greyhounds lead right now 58-31. Olivia Christie puts up a shot, no good. And the ball goes out of bounds, last touched by the Arabians, and the Greyhounds will retain possession. 58-31 game, 45.9 seconds left in the third quarter. Ever since we cut out, the Greyhounds have just been maintaining the intensity they came out with in the locker room.
And, you know, Amy Dilk's really kind of been the go-to person offensively. 15 points on the night. Also, Blake Smith, 8. Carrie Larson, 11.
Kwasniewski trying to take an inbound pass underneath their own basket. A five-second violation will be called. And the Arabians will take over. Number 33 has it. Kelsey Burton awaiting to take the inbound pass. Gives it out to Sam Hamill in the backcourt. Carmel Greyhound still playing a press. Emily Kamek is back there to try and guard Hamill. Hamill with the ball gives it back to Burton. Burton now inside number 34, Bradfield. Bradfield puts up a shot, no good. Ferguson tries to get that for the rebound. McGarry has it for the Arabians. Gary puts up a shot, no good. Now Kamek has it for the Greyhounds. She gets the rebound, being double covered, gives it out to Olivia Christie. Christie now racing at a slow pace. Passes half court, 19.6 seconds left. Drives toward the basket, puts up a layup shot, it's good. 60 points in the night for the Greyhounds. 60-31, 10 seconds left in the third quarter. Arabians will have to hold this one and try and make a buzzer beater. Bradfield now has it by the three-point line in the far corner, now races back up toward the center, gives it off to Sam Hamill. Hamill, a deep three off the backboard, and no good. The buzzer sounds. Greyhounds lead 60-31 at the end of the third quarter.
You know, Olivia Christie able to show off her speed and why she's a starter on this team with that last drive, able to get past not one but two defenders all the way to the back, and able to increase this lead 60-31.
So we're going to send it back to the station for a quick quarter break. You're listening to 91.3 WHJE, the home of Carmel Greyhound basketball. Welcome back to the Eric Clark Activity Center. Greyhounds will take an inbound pass. Emily Kamek has it. Gives it back to Amy Dilk in the backcourt. Greyhounds leading 60-31. 7 minutes, 55 seconds left in the game. Olivia Christie has it in the far corner, gives it off to Emily Kamek in the center. Kamek gets a down low to Blake Smith. Blake Smith, a hook shot, no good. Trying to fight for the rebound. They're on the floor right now. Greyhounds retain it. Olivia Christie has it. Gives it off to Amy Dilk. Dilk now to Emily Kamek in the near corner. Fires it back to Dilk in the center. Dilk now backs up from the three-point line. Off to Olivia Christie in the far corner. Now back up to Dilk. Dilk driving toward the basket. Finds a lane. Puts up a shot. No good. Off the backboard. But she was fouled on the drive-in. And she will go to the free throw line to shoot two.
Amy Dilk with the best player right there. Able to get into the lane and just really show the, like I said, she's on this team for a reason. And just, it's just her speed that's able to get past, like we said, with the original play. Not one by two defenders. And just add to this Greyhound lead and draw the foul. 61-31 is your score.
Dilk's first shot goes up and in. 16 points for her on the night. 61-31, Greyhounds lead. Dilk's second shot goes in. 62-31 now. Greyhounds have been leading this entire game. Adrian Phillips has the inbound pass. Gives it off to Sam Hamill. Hamill being guarded by Emily Kamek. Now gives it off to Kelsey Burton. Burton now back to Hamill. Still in the backcourt. Now gives it off to Phillips. Phillips now to Hamill in the far corner. Puts up a shot. No good. Emily Kamek with the rebound. Kamek gives it off to Amy Dilk. Still in the backcourt. Now fires it to Olivia Christie in the far corner of the three-point line. Now back to Amy Dilk. Dilk in the center. Now gives it off to Christie. Now back to Dilk in the far corner by the three-point line. Gives it inside to Kwasniewski. Kwasniewski puts up a layup shot. Too easy. That one goes in. 64-31. Greyhounds lead. 6 minutes and 50 seconds left in the game. Sam Hamill being double-teamed. She gets a pass off to Brinkley Gary. Gary in the near corner. Now gives it out to Phillips. Phillips tries to put it inside to Hamill. Hamill puts up a shot. That one is good. 64-33 now. Amy Dilk has the ball in the backcourt. Moving at a very slow pace. No need to rush here. You're up by 31. Amy Dilk in the far corner. Heaves it all the way across to Blake Smith down low. Smith now back out to Olivia Christie in the near corner. Christie racing toward the basket. Puts up a hook shot just off the rim. Blake Smith there for the cleanup. She gets the rebound. Tries to put a shot up. But it looks like an up and down call is going to be called on Blake Smith. And the Arabians will retain possession.
Blake Smith, you know, was called for the up-down on that one. But Blake Smith got two rebounds on her own shots right there. And I'd just like to go back to that one rebound that Emily Kamek had. That puts her at 20-10. That qualifies her for her double-double of the season.
Now the Arabians with the ball. Kelsey Burton has it racing down the court. Gives it out to Gary. Gary a three from the near corner. No good. Rebound goes to Phillips, it looks like. But a foul is going to be called. She tried to put up a shot. A foul was called on the Greyhounds. Check that. It was Sam Hamill who was trying to take the shot. And a call will be, or a foul will be called against the Greyhounds. Hamill will shoot two.
Hamill just really not able to get it going all game. With 2 points now, make that three for her. It's really been all Adrian Phillips in this game. Still, Adrian Phillips, like I said, not able to produce as much as usual. Still has 12 points this game, but 12 just certainly not enough for this Carmel offense, able to put up 64 in this game so far.
Hamill's first shot goes up and good, 64-34 now. Second shot dribbles around, puts it up, and it is good. 64-35 the score. Greyhounds on top of the Arabians. Amy Dilk now has it in the backcourt. 6 minutes left in the game. Races toward that far side by the three-point line. Gives it off to Olivia Christie in the center. Christie now inside to Blake Smith. Smith working against her defender, puts up a shot, and a foul is going to be called on Brinkley Gary down low, and Blake Smith will be headed to the free throw line.
That's a great pass. Great way to feed the post for Olivia Christie, able to give the ball to Blake Smith. Put up a shot and get two free throws on this one.
Smith's first shot goes off the back of the rim. No good. She has 8 points on the night. Now awaiting her second shot.
Like we said, Blake Smith, 8 points on the night. That really doesn't describe her dates nice. She's able to get 8 rebounds as well.
Smith's second shot goes up and good. Score 65-35. Greyhounds on top, just like they have been all game. Sam Hamill with the ball in the backcourt, being double-teamed by Kamek and Dilk. Gives it off number 25. Now back to Hamill in the center. Now back to Phillips by the three-point line in the near corner. Trying to find somebody open. Now backs up to let a play develop. Gives it off to Sam Hamill in the near corner. Hamill racing toward the center of the basket. Kicks it back out to Gary. Gary now drives in back. Gives it back out to Hamill in the far corner. Puts up a shot. It's good. A deep two. Now 65-37.
Hamill finally able to get that jump shot going. She's tried that multiple times tonight. That's the first time she's able to get that.
Amy Dilk with the ball now gives it off to Emily Kamek. Kamek in the near corner gives it back out to Dilk by the three-point line. Now all the way to Kamek in the center. Kamek a long three just off the rim. Smith was there for the rebound, but it looks like she's going to be called a foul. Trying to get that rebound. The Arabians will have possession on the inbound pass, and the Greyhounds subbing out their entire starting five here with 5 minutes and 12 seconds left in the game.
And, you know, the entire, you know, and everyone here at the stadium gets on the edge of the seat when Kamek shoots a three, going 6 of 7 at one point through the night. Missed her last two, still 6 of 9. That's 66% just from three.
Hamill with the ball crosses half court, now dribbling all the way to the basket, puts up a layup shot off the backboard and in. 65-39 the score now. Ferguson, Madison Ferguson now has the ball, crosses half court, now gives it off to Andy Kwasniewski. Kwasniewski to Celine Funky in the near corner, has the ball up, gives it off to Kwasniewski, who is racing toward the block, and now all gives it all the way to Ferguson. Ferguson, a deep three, that one's good.
Ferguson, with a great shot coming off the bench, able to provide an offensive spark.
68-39, Greyhounds on top. Sam Hamill has the ball in the center, trying to set a pick, goes toward the near corner, crosses the three-point line, puts up a layup shot, no good. Fighting for the rebound now is the Greyhounds, and it looks like Pendleton Heights stepped out on their own baseline, so Celine Funky will now have an inbound pass. 4 minutes, 27 seconds left in the game. Madison Ferguson now has the ball, races past half court, trying to look for something to do with the ball. She has Kwasniewski in the near corner, but gives it off to number 32. That's Regan Hune. Hune gives it inside to Celine Funky. She puts up a shot on a run. No good. Rebound goes toward Pendleton Heights, but Ferguson's trying to fight for it, and Hune is right there. Gives it back to Ferguson. Ferguson now to Celine Funky. Funky inside to Wood. That one's good. Great example of ball movement there as they get their 70th point on the night, 70-39.
That's exactly what I was about to say, Sam. Ball movement, just the true unselfishness of this team, is providing a lot of points in this game.
Hamill with the ball, gives it out to Gary in the far corner. Now back up to Phillips. Phillips inside to Love. Love puts up a shot off the rim a few times and drops in. 70-41 now the score. Celine Funky has the ball, gives it out to Madison Ferguson. Ferguson to the far corner to Kwasniewski. Now back up to Ferguson in the center. Ferguson now to Regan Hune. Hune now racing toward the net, puts up a shot. That one a little too powerful, but a foul is going to be called on the drive-in. And Regan Hune will be headed to the free throw line to take two.
And a little too powerful might be a little understatement right there, as she almost threw the ball at the backboard. But regardless, she will get two shots from the free throw line. First two shots of the game.
Hune's first shot goes up and off the rim and just falls off the right side. No good. Score remains 70-41.
And I think it's smart here for you have the Carmel Greyhounds subbing in all their subs with the game that you're up by 29 points. just got to get all the subs experience somehow, and I think in a game like this, it's just a great option for the coach to have.
Kuhn's second shot falls off the rim, no good, but Kwasniewski is there for the rebound. Now gives it back up to Ferguson in the center. Backs off the three-point line, now gives it back out to Kwasniewski. Kwasniewski back to Ferguson. Ferguson, a deep three just off the rim. Rebound goes to Pendleton Heights. Number three has it. That's Savan Hawkey. Hawkey has the ball in the center. Now back out to the corner to number 25. That's Millett. Millett, a deep three, no good. A foul is going to be called, looks like, on Pendleton Heights, and the Greyhounds will take over. 3 minutes and 8 seconds left in the game. They lead 70-41.
Just like I said, 70-41, that's just a score that any Greyhound would be proud to be of, especially people like Emily Kamek able to make it happen with obviously 6 of 9 shooting for 3 and 10 rebounds. That's her first double-double of the season. You got Amy Dilk, 15 on the night, Carrie Larson, 11. And those are just the people that have got it going. The real people that got it going are Blake Smith, able just to get a lot of those rebounds.
Regan Hume's first shot of the 1-1 goes up and good. Second shot also good, 72-41 the score. Now with the ball is number two for Pendleton Heights, Jaden Brown. Brown in the center by the three-point line, looking for a pick, trying to set something up, driving toward the center. Now gives it back out to Hawkey. Hawkey in the center to Millay. Millay backs off the three-point line, being guarded by Celine Funky, the tri-sport athlete. Millay driving in, puts up a deep two just off the back of the rim. Celine Funky jumps up high to get the rebound, now races down the court. She will put up a layup shot, goes coast to coast, and it goes in. 74-41, the score, 2 minutes and 35 seconds left in the game. Now with the ball is number 25, Ashley Millay in the center. Gets a pick set, but Celine Funky's all there, tries to steal it, but it's rebounded by Savannah Hawkey. Hawkey gets the pass off, trying to find Terry. Ball is on the ground. Jump ball will be called. Possession arrow points toward the Arabians.
You know, Celine Funky said that tri-sport athlete, she really does do it all. She's got a great career ahead of her for softball, obviously at Miami of Ohio. A D1 offered there as well. Scoring 4 points tonight, not as much as she wanted, but obviously given the Greyhounds victory, that's all probably she wanted in her mind.
Timeout is going to be called by Pendleton Heights with 2 minutes and 24 seconds left in the game. Greyhounds up 74-41. The Arabians take their second timeout of the half. Not a lot you can do here, but head coach Todd Winland just trying to put in his inexperienced players, just to try and get some play time. He's had two freshmen on the court for most of the game. Mackenzie Wood has been there, Madison Ferguson as well, and Regan Hewn, who we just saw enter the game, also a freshman. So he's trying to get his young girls in there, trying to get some experience here in the second game of the year.
You know, I think the offense probably worked at its best when you had people like Amy Dilk, Celine Funk, Carrie Larson, and then obviously Emily Kamek. The ball movement, which is great, and hopefully the younger players are able to imitate that in this game at all. I think the ball is going to go through the net a lot more times, even though there's only 2 minutes, around 30 seconds left to go in this game.
Greyhounds break their huddle at the end of the timeout. 2 minutes, 24 seconds left. Greyhounds trying to start the year 2-0 after their 17-6 season last year, trying to capitalize on that and win their first sectional title in 5 years under head coach Todd Winland. Now with the ball will be number three, Savannah Hawkey for Pendleton Heights, trying to find somebody open, being guarded by Andy Kwasniewski. Hawkey still trying to look, goes all the way across to Gary, but Hewn is right there. She drives on the ball. They're both on the ground, and a jump ball is called. Possession arrow points toward the Greyhounds with 2 minutes and 23 seconds left. They will retain possession.
Like I said, not a lot of time for this Pendleton Heights to really put any sort of offensive possession together, but hopefully for them they can get some sort of a gain for playing these last 2 minutes.
Funky gives it off to Ferguson. Ferguson now to Kwasniewski in the far corner by the Greyhound. Now gives it off to Ferguson, who's racing toward the basket. Now gives it off to Wood in the center. Passes it back to Funky. Funky puts up a deep two. That one bounces off the rim and goes in. Sixth point on the night for Celine Funky, 76-41, inside 2 minutes left in the game. Hawkey now has the ball, gives it off to Debrina Love. Love in the center of the court, trying to find somebody open, being guarded by Regan Hewn. Love gets it off to Gary. Gary tries to find it inside, but it's intercepted by Ferguson. Ferguson racing down the court. Nobody's around her. Puts up the layup shot off the glass and in. Greyhounds now 78 points. It's 78-41.
Madison Ferguson, the freshman, certainly getting involved in this game. We've got 3 points so far tonight.
Number two with the ball, Jaden Brown. Brown trying to put a move on Ferguson. She's in the center of the court, almost loses the ball. Kwasniewski is there, gives it off to Ferguson. Ferguson racing down the court again. Two in a row, no, just goes off the rim. But the Greyhounds get the rebound. It's Mackenzie Wood. Wood gives it off to Funky. Funky now to Kwasniewski in the far corner. Now gives it off to Regan Hewn. Hewn racing toward the basket. She's down low by the block. Puts up a shot. It's good. Greyhounds have scored 80 points. It's 80-41. 1 minute left in the game.
And that was an impressive shot right there from Regan Hewn, the freshman, able to put the moves on the defender.
Jaden Brown now with the ball in the center of the court by the three-point line. Hewn almost intercepts the pass but knocks it out of bounds. So it will be an inbound pass coming up for the Arabians. It will be taken by number 44, Jabrina Love. Love trying to find somebody open, being guarded by Hewn. She has her target, Jaden Brown, but Brown foul on the floor, trying to maintain possession of the ball. Ferguson is right there. A jump ball is going to be called. Possession arrow points toward the Arabians, and they will maintain possession. Both players were on the ground at the time she was able to get that pass. And now Ashley Millay will take the inbound pass, trying to find Savannah Haughey, but it's intercepted by Hewn once again. Hewn racing down the court, trying to go coast to coast, puts up a shot off the glass, no good. Mackenzie Wood trying to get the rebound. Haughey is right there, but Kwasniewski is the one that ends up getting it. Kwasniewski gives it off to Wood. Wood, a missed shot from the near corner, and a foul called at the tail end of that play. Looks like it's on a Greyhound, and it will be an inbound pass coming up for the Arabians. 39.9 seconds left in the game.
On this last possession, you just like to see a lot of the younger players really try to get involved in this offense. You see Haughey out there. She played a lot in the JV game earlier today. Just hopefully she can get some good experience.
Ashley Millay gives the ball off to Brinkley Gary. Gary racing toward the center, tries to get a pass off, intercepted by Celine Funky. Funky racing down the court, trying to find somebody open, but puts a layup shot herself, and it goes in. 8 points on the night for Celine Funky. Clock inside, 20 minutes left. Greyhounds up 82-41. Jaden Brown now has the ball racing toward the center. Now gives it off to Millay. Millay in the center by the three-point line. 10 seconds left in the game. Well, Millay gives it back off to Brown. Brown now back up to Gary. Gary in the center by the three-point line, being guarded by Mackenzie Wood. Now back up to Brown. Brown a deep three as time expires. No good. And the Carmel Greyhounds have won their second game of the year. First one at home by the score of 82-41. Just another Greyhound victory. As we will have a post-game show coming up, Jake Leach will have a post-game interview with one of the coaches. And you do not want to miss this post-game analysis by Samuel Wiederhaft and Leo Robleski. You're listening to 91.3 WHJE, the home of Carmel Greyhound basketball. Welcome back to the Eric Clark Activity Center for the Lady Greyhounds post-game show. They come out with a huge victory in the second game of the year with an 82-41 victory over Pendleton Heights after beating Lawrence Central last week 58-31. Jake Leach was on the sidelines with leading scorer Emily Kamek. Had 20 points on the night, 6 three-pointers, all in the first half. So, Jake, we send it over to you with Emily Kamek.
Guys, a big win by the Greyhounds tonight. Score 82-41. The Greyhounds were led by senior Emily Kamek. Emily, how were you guys able to be so successful tonight?
We've been practicing for the past few weeks, and we've watched some film and just really know what their weaknesses were and how to expose them.
Thanks, Emily. Great job tonight.
Thanks.
Emily with a huge game, 20 points, and she was really the star that kind of gave this Greyhound team fuel to keep going and give them all the momentum from the very beginning of the game.
And I would totally agree with you. She started out 0-for-1. That did not slow her down. She hit her next 6 in a row, 6 of 7. Finished 6 of 9 for the night. But unfortunately for this Greyhound team, the only negative thing I would say about this game is they finished 6 of 12 from 3. Now, 50% from 3, that's obviously great numbers. But overall, but not a single other Greyhound hit a 3. And I think if we play a much tougher opponent, that may come back to bias where Emily Kamek is not able to hit 6 of 7 at one point. But other than that, almost perfect game around from the Carmel Greyhounds.
And they were 6 of 12, or whatever you said, that stat, from 3.
6 of 12, yes.
6 of 12, yeah, 50%. But I think a lot of that contributes to their down-low style of play with players like Blake Smith. Even Emily Kamek, who can get outside and take a 3, she can still get inside. Kerry Larson, I think it's just kind of the style of the offense that they play, the height, the gifts that they kind of have. That's kind of led to that depressing stat if you look at it. But I think that in the end, I think the Greyhounds played great. 82-41 victory against Pendleton Heights, who really just wasn't able to get anything going from the very start on offense. And even on defense, they weren't able to guard the Greyhounds. The Greyhounds had a lot of fast breaks, just wide-open layups. And Pendleton Heights on offense, the possession of the ball was a huge problem. They weren't able to get clean passes off. And even from the inbound passes, they just weren't able to get clean passes off and get that ball in their hands to give themselves good opportunities.
Yeah, and I think ball security, like you said, was just a huge problem for them all night long, committing 8 turnovers in the first half and 7 in the second half, 15 total on the night. You're not going to win very many games if you commit 15 turnovers in a game, where on the other hand, Carmel committed just a third of that, 5 turnovers, 3 in the first, only 2 in the second half. So obviously, great improvement from last season where we had a lot of turnovers.
So first-year head coach Chad Cook of the Pendleton Heights Arabians falls to 0-3 in his first season, but the Greyhounds move on to 2-0 after beating Lawrence Central last week. Now Pendleton Heights by the score of 82-41. For Jake Leach, Leo Robleski, I am Samuel Wiederhaf saying goodnight. The Greyhounds got a big win here at the Air Clark Activity Center. You're listening to 91.3 WHJE, the voice of the Carmel Greyhounds.